City Council got a standing ovation at 1:15 a.m. today when it decided West Hollywood might ban the sale of fur. But there are still plenty of hair-raising questions. Keith Kaplan, the executive director of the Fur Information Council of America, sides with city business leaders in opposing the move. He says the ordinance is a half measure, which would only hurt the fashion industry.
To me, cooperation and education is a much better way to go than forcing a ban on a product, forcing restrictions on business, and restricting consumer freedoms.
He says the ordinance is just too sweeping. Around 90 of the city's clothing stores carry fur fashions. But founder of the Animal Alliance, Ellen Laventhal, told Annenberg TV News that maybe the city's vibrant fashion industry could benefit from a fur ban.
Well, we're hoping that young designers will take a look at what happened to West Hollywood. They have to ask themselves, what is it that goes into fur? You know, what is it about this industry that would make an entire city ban the sale of fur?
But the city hasn't banned the sale of fur, Kaplan argues. The ordinance doesn't even touch leather, meat, or even fur-adorned furniture, just fashion.
It mitigates the city's ability to make the claims that it initially set out to make of being fur-free, because they're not. Come on into West Hollywood and buy a fur pillow. In fact, buy a fur throw and cut armholes in it and wear it as a cape. But you can't buy a cape.
City Council will make changes to the ordinance at least once more before taking a final vote.